It is Friday, July 4th, 2025. My name's Daniel. Hello and welcome to The Geeky Gay. This is the show where Adam talks about his life 5 days a week. And you listen. And he'll be back on Monday. So, there you go. Good thing for you to look forward to. One of the things I always forget until I fill in for Adam on this show is, as much as that boy likes to talk about automation and setting things up to happen automatically, and he's very big on, you know, the whole automation stuff, his website where we post The Geeky Gay, well, where he posts The Geeky Gay, but I'm having to do it this week, his website has 19 updates required, and it gets more every time I go there. Like the last time that I filmed for your show, I think it was only like 7 updates required. He, on the Mix Minus website, I am constantly having to update things because he will never update a website. He will never. Vulnerability? Who cares about that? Security fix? Doesn't matter. I'm just going to ignore that. Just keep running the old software. Anyway. It is July 4th. This is also known as annual Hide Your Pets Day. When we lived in Valrico, the last house that we lived in, fireworks started probably 2 weeks before July 4th. Like as soon as those tents were set up and people were selling fireworks, we started hearing fireworks at night in our neighborhood. And of course, our cats at the time were not fans. And so it would make their life very difficult. And then, of course, July 4th itself would be 10 times worse. Fortunately, when we got the new cats, they didn't seem to be bothered by the fireworks when we lived in Valrico that first year. But I noticed this week, we don't really get a lot of fireworks here in the new house. Like, there is no body in our neighborhood shooting off fireworks. There hasn't been anybody in our neighborhood shooting off fireworks. So it's kind of weird because I'm used to hearing the fireworks all the time. And I was wondering why that was, but then I thought there are like 5 major fireworks shows right in this area. Right? Magic Kingdom, Epcot, Universal, SeaWorld, and Legoland. Like they all have fireworks presentations that are going on for July 4th. On top of that, all of the lakes in this area, and there are many, we're here in Lake County after all, there, all the towns around the lakes have fireworks displays that are going off. So there's no lack of fireworks displays that will be happening tomorrow night. But I guess kind of the thrill isn't there. Like if you're a kid growing up in this area, yeah, you could shoot off some bottle rockets or something, but you could also just go watch the fireworks at Disney every night. Like you don't, and you'll never have that level of firework. So I'm wondering if maybe that has something to do with it. Just the proximity to the theme park. I don't know. I got a text message yesterday from someone who, oh, I don't know why I said from someone, it was from a specific person. It was from Big Fatty Online, who said that he loved the AI episode, which I am assuming he means the AI recap of his show. And that's it. That's the only contact that I have gotten. It's been a text message from Big Fatty. Text message from Gary in Portland. And then Adam went into the spreadsheet and wrote, well, I guess, I mean, it's Adam's show though. So that doesn't really count. makes me wonder if anyone's even listening. I know I said that yesterday, but I really am starting to wonder. We do have another phone call from Adam though. Let's play that right this very moment. Shall we?
Sorry, it's so quiet.
I did not have it routed to the right place. Let's do that again. Hello.
Hey, I'm just calling in again. Sorry it's so quiet, but I'm just recording this on my phone. I'll try to talk louder. I know that was a thing that you had to process the audio, but
I don't have any
good methods of processing my audio before I send it to you. So you're getting whatever is coming out of my recorder. But anyway, I wanted to check in on the chef's table comment that Daniel made on the show today. We've never actually done that before, but it was in the kitchen. So you're like, we were in the kitchen, but they had set up an area that was off to the side of the kitchen. But they told us we could walk up to the pass. We could talk to the chefs as they were cooking. Nobody did because we felt bad. I think we all felt bad going up and disturbing them while they're cooking. But it was interesting. I saw them plating a bunch of food. The pass was right there. The stoves were there. They were beating something in the electric mixer. So yes, we were in the kitchen, but it was a big table that was set off to the side a little bit. And we had our own, I don't know what you call that. I guess server, but she, you know, every course she comes out and says, this is what you're getting. This is where the food, the ingredients were sourced from, yada, yada, yada. And it was a really good experience. The food was good and the company was good. Although by the end of, I think it was a 4-hour meal. And by the end of the 4-hour meal, I was so tired of making small talk with people. Because when you're set at those little, even a big table, but you got 6 or 8 people sitting at this table and you have to make small talk. And it is tiring for someone who doesn't like to make small talk, but they were all very nice and lovely and the food was good. And so I just wanted to explain that a little bit further.
Oh.
And today we went to Dunvegan Castle. It's rainy today, so wah wah. But we went into the castle and saw all the antique furniture. Someone was saying this castle is like 1,000 years old. I need to look that up. But anyway, we went to Dunvegan Castle. They have a huge garden. So we walked around the garden and it's really pretty, but because it was raining, it detracted from the experience a little bit. Our server, Kirsty, she told us last night, oh, there's no bad weather here. She said there's just bad clothing. So we were wearing the right clothing, but it's hard to hold an umbrella, maneuver with a rain jacket and try to take your phone out and take photos. So it wasn't conducive to photography and touring, really. But it was fun. Anyway, we're going to have a little lunch and then we're doing our whiskey tasting at around 3:00 this afternoon. And we got an exorbitant taxi to take us there and back because the lady at the hotel desk suggested not to use Uber because all of the Uber drivers are so far away from here. I don't know if that was a good suggestion, but it's super expensive to get this taxi, but whatever. There's not much here. This is an island off the coast of Britain, Great Britain, and it's just little tiny villages. Anyway. All right. Well, I will leave it there. Good show, Daniel, and I will talk to you guys when I get back.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
Okay, great. Just in case you're curious, castles in Scotland range in age from roughly 900 years old, dating back to the 12th century, to more recent structures that incorporate medieval architectural styles. So I don't know that that castle would be 1,000 years old, but it could be close to it. It could be, it says here, 900 years old, roughly. The oldest castle, they believe, is Castle Sween, and they believe it was built in the 1100s, so 12th century. So anyway, I guess that does it for me for the week. What did we learn this week, boys and girls? Well, the first thing we learned is that when your friend Adam goes on a trip, maybe you shouldn't fill it for him on his show. I don't know. I've had some complicated feelings about it this week. I started to talk earlier about the fact that I got no feedback from anyone this week. And, you know, okay, fine. That is whatever it is. Boo-hoo on me. However, I'm going to leave you with this request. Just a request, please. reach out to your independent podcasters and send them an email, send them a text message, send them some kind. It doesn't have to be big. It can be just a phone call of, hey, I've never called and I just want to let you know that I really enjoyed something like that. We do these shows for no money. We do these shows because we enjoy doing it, but we also like to think that maybe we're entertaining people or maybe we're making people's days a little bit brighter, something like that. And it's nice to hear from you people. And the flip side of that is you always complain about people pod fading, but part of pod fading is you no longer feel like you're connecting with the people out there in the podosphere. So doesn't have to be me, doesn't have to be Adam. Just call your favorite independent podcaster or send them an email. That's even easier. Or text message them. Hell, that's even easier. Just send them, reach out to them in some way and let them know that you enjoy them. Okay, that's it for me this week. I don't think I'm filling in again on the Geeky Gay for the rest of this year. So if you want to hear from me again, you're going to have to do so over at The Mix. Check me out over there, a little show that I do with Adam Burns. You can find it at mix-podcast.com. And we like to live stream every Friday night on Pride 48, starting at 9 p.m. Eastern time. And we will be doing so next Friday, July 11th. So if you want to hear Adam talk about the pieces of his trip that he's not going to talk about on the Geeky Gay, because he always saves one or two things to talk about on the mix, then make sure you tune in July 11th to hear what they are. Okay, that's it for me. I will not talk to you guys tomorrow, but bye-bye. Oh, happy Independence Day!